welcome to Press Podcast, Ori Edition. I'm Mirella from 22A1C, and I'll be hosting this week's episode. For anyone who has been through orientation, dancers will probably be either the most fun or the most hated part of their Ori experience. So today, we're talking to some members of the very capable, very agile, and very cool DanceCom. DanceCom, would you like to introduce yourselves?
Hello, I'm Hui Fang, and I'm from 22SO3H.
Hello, I'm Shermaine, and I'm from 22SO3N.
Hi, I'm Derek, I'm from 22SO3.
Hi, I'm Vienna, I'm from 22S06Q.
Okay, cool. So, the first thing that I want to know is the timeline, because I seem to remember that after we signed up to be OGLs, then you guys opened up another form for DanceCom signups, right? So, how does DanceCom work?
Like, we opened the form in around, like, August, right? Like, after y'all signed up to be OGLs, then, like, okay, the first audition was quite a fail because, like, not a lot of people signed up. Yeah, so we kind of had, like, a informal second round of auditions to try and get more, like, guys, maybe. Yeah. And then that was around, like, after promo, so that would be, like, October. And then we kind of started work, like, late November.
Okay, so there are very few like sign ups at the beginning, but afterwards it seems like the comm grew in size, did it?
Not really.
How many people are there in that comm?
I think, how many people?
Yeah.
10, 15,
mm-hmm.
10 to 15,
I think.
Oh, I see. Okay. I mean, I thought that seemed pretty big, but okay, I guess not. Okay, so after the sign ups, then what do you guys do? Once you get into that talk, like, is there a...
choreographing the dancers, choosing the songs and everything. Then like when dance team came in, right, then that was more of like filming and practicing the dancers lah. Yeah, so that was the main job scope. So after dance team came in, it became more of like a, like all together we are one team. There wasn't really much of like dance call dance team anymore lah. Except for like maybe liaising with teachers and stuff. Yeah, so then all together we worked on the filming together, we were on the practicing together, and like even during Ori, a lot of the parts that were like helmed by dance, it was also done by like dance team as a whole.
Oh, okay. So the choreography was done all by council and
she danced.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So I just want to know more about the choreo process then. Like how does it work?
Please go, Derek Hong Xuan.
Maybe like choreographed by two people, and then sometimes we like not in the mood to choreograph. And then yeah, it was quite difficult to choreograph the entire song, but I think we managed to pull through through staying back quite a few times in school. And then I think the overall product for a good time was quite well received. And then after that, we realized that we didn't have enough time, so we decided to outsource Chasing a Sun to a street dance to help us choreograph. And then I think they managed to put in a lot of effort and provide a very good choreography of the dance. And for the final song, since it was appropriately named Wonderland, they decided to choreograph it so that it would be a little more personal. And then I think it was much easier at that time because like now we have like 2/3 of the way there already. And then yeah, I think it was executed quite well. Except for a minor hitch, which is
Wonderland
is a nightmare. Yeah, so to elaborate on that. Our first like full choreography of Wonderland was like almost finalized already. But then like during filming of the music video for the dance, we received some feedback on certain portions of the lyrics being inappropriate.
Oh my gosh.
In that respect, we had to change the lyrics and also change the choreography of that portion. And so we had to think on our feet and come up with some suitable choreography in the time given to us. Yeah, but I think despite that setback, we still managed to persevere. And overall, I think the choreo was quite enjoyable by most people, yes.
Okay. Yeah, we'll come back to that later because our OGLings had some things to say about the choreo. But yeah, I just want to talk to you about the Wonderland thing because I heard there's a lot of tea going around about it. Like, what exactly was the issue with the lyrics?
Okay, I think it's like, okay, there are many like interpretations to the lyrics, right? Like, okay, so like when we like listen to the song, right, we were thinking about the perspective of like Alice in the Wonderland, right? Because like that's basically what the song is about. But then like if you don't watch the movie and stuff, right, then you will think that it's about like romantic stuff.
Oh, I see.
Which I will not elaborate on. Yeah, so like because of that, then like our teacher said that it's best to like take the safe route. Yeah.
Okay. And then you said you had to like change the lyrics. How do you change the lyric if it's not actually your own sound? Like
So by change the lyrics, like I think we meant choosing a different part of the song. Cause for our choreo, we didn't use the whole song. We just selected portions of it. Cause like if we did, then I think the dance videos would be too long and no one would learn the dances. So for our initial pick, we selected some lyrics that were deemed inappropriate. So after we received the feedback, we just looked at each other portions of the song that was suitable and could like integrate well with like our previous lyrics that was still acceptable. Yeah, so I think we still managed to find something that suited well with our previous choreo, and then we managed to like poke around.
Which explains why most of the song is like
to be fair, it's quite catchy, you know. Yeah. So you need to learn the dance moves too. Okay, so just to get this straight, the two of you are involved in like the dance call side, like the council side of things. And then the two of you were involved in like the filming. Did you do the Chasing the Sun choreo?
No, Batch Wins did.
Oh, okay. But do you know anything about it?
I just know, I think they choreographed it in one session. Like they met during one of the school holidays. I think like during promos. Yeah, during promos. Mm. Like before promos, around that period of time. Yeah. They met at Scape and they choreographed it in like 3 or 4 hours.
Whoa. Which is amazing. That's amazing.
They actually like choreographed it a bit harder because they thought council would like review it and like there was the yeah, but then like I think council had no time to, so they just kept the original choreo and then all the OG things were like
OGs as well. But okay, I mean yeah, the dances were all really pretty to look at. And I looked at the videos in the beginning during the preview section and I was like, woo, it's so cool. And then actually kind of like, oh, it's a completely different story. I do not look the same as you guys do in the videos. But okay, that's fine. I wanted to talk to you about the videos too, actually, because the instructional videos there were three, right? As well as the music video. So which one did you film first? Is it instructional and music, or is it like the same time?
We filmed it together, like at the same time.
Okay, let's do the instructional video first, because I think this video is more fun to talk about. I don't know. Is it? Okay, so we'll do the instructional video first. How was that like?
We had to retake it because my shots were too short.
Yeah! Oh my gosh!
Oh no! The teachers just looked at it and they were like, no.
Yeah, I tried to tuck it up, and then because you know when you're dancing, your shirt drops.
Even your shorts now.
My shorts are tucking my shirt. It's just because my shirt is black.
My ass. It's okay, this thing won't have to be refilled. <You're fine.
laughs> If it's inappropriate, just draw a skirt on me. I don't want to refill it.
Yeah, sure. You could have done that for your instructional video too.
Yeah, then you'll just see a moving sex
Okay, so you two were only involved in like the Chasing the Sun one, right? Then technically, I guess Sundance did have an instructional video. Kind of. So let's do it like Sundance first, which was for us OGLs only. Privilege and it's privilege, you know. Was it one take or was it like many takes?
Definitely not one take. I think like we still managed to like finish filming in one session. Although it was a lot multiple takes. And I think like
we did two.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Okay, two sessions.
But basically the first session, right? Like, because we were trying to rush it out before the dry run. Then like we didn't have much time to practice. Then it got rejected because like the moves weren't clear.
Oh, all right.
I cannot really see what we were dancing. Yeah, so that was the first real one.
Yeah, and I think what made it difficult was that like, it was like quite long, the song itself.
Oh, yeah.
And then also the second time we decided to film in like a more public environment. And there was
what do you mean by more public environment?
There was human traffic.
Oh.
Which was
right.
An impediment to our filming process.
So your first one wasn't filmed at like the Parade Square?
No, it was filmed at where the other instructional videos
were. Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Okay. And I don't really understand. What do you mean by not very clear? Like,
as in like basically a lot of mistakes were made and then we like forced through like we just forced ourselves to finish dancing.
Okay. No, I mean to be honest, like Sundance was quite hard for us to learn to
I think the lyrics were hard to like memorize.
And they were like random lyrics. Yeah, it was very funny though.
Yeah.
Okay. So then after the second one would be Good Time. I don't remember was that who was filming?
Shiba and Estelle.
Oh, right. Okay. So, for like instructional videos, were you all present all the time or just a select few?
Whoever's involved in the video.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so since you're not here, we'll just skip over. And do you have any stories from them about their
film? He also had to review them.
Oh, no.
I think like during one particular session, I think it filmed for quite long.
Because that was the first one that we had to like explain the moves, right?
And
everybody was
so
awkward.
Then by the end of it, like, I think Shiba and Estelle were very tired.
Yeah.
They were just like, I want to go. Stop.
Oh no, but okay, the video turned out really well.
Mm.
Very understandable, so hey. Okay, so the second one, Chasing the Sun, was you two, right? Yeah, so how was it?
Fun!
Quite fun,
yeah.
But like, we didn't really know how to explain the moves, so we
kind of
like winged it.
Yeah, like we tried to describe it and like use layman terms as much as we could because our batchmates chose to include very difficult steps. So the way we broke it down wasn't 100% accurate, but it was functional.
Yeah, makes sense. But I want to ask also about that step.
No.
What is it supposed to be?
I mean, it's called a Charleston, right? Is it?
What's the friend?
I think so. It's like, we don't even know what it's called, so it's just a set that looks pretty and like, you look at it and you're like, oh, and if you have the thing to do it, I guess you can do it. But if you don't, it's very hard to do it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I called it the crab walk. And when I was teaching like my originates, I don't think that's right. It's not really a crab
it's
walk.
It's descriptive.
Descriptive enough.
Okay. So were you also like really tired? How long did it take to go?
This session was like 1.5 hours.
2 hours.
Yeah. Then like we have to refilm it. It was like after one of the filming days. So I remember we were all very tired. Then Shumi had to go off early. So we just like, plus like I think we were more prepared because like we already technically did it once. Yeah. So it took like
30 minutes.
Yeah.
Ooh, that's really speedy.
Yeah. One take one though.
Oh, nice.
We were just like, let's just get it done.
Yeah. Cause it's like if we couldn't film it in time, right? Then we have to come back and film it again.
Yeah.
So it's like sunk cost.
Yeah. Okay, makes sense. Okay, but in any case, I think they were taught during FDRs, which I wasn't there for, so I don't know. But I don't know, do you find that teaching it in person is easier than, I mean, for all the dances in general, but is it easier to do it in person than through a video?
Yeah,
I think so. Yeah, because there's like real life feedback. You can actually look at like what the people are struggling with, rather than like you take a tutorial video, then like, for example, this step, right? I think I broke it down even more. Like, I was able to break it down even more after seeing, like, what the people, like, the OGL plus SUS and the council people were, like, doing and, like, seeing how I can, like, personalize and help them, yeah.
Okay. Cool. So, the last instructional video is Wonderland.
Yeah.
Two of you, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so that one evidently needed refilming. Because we choreographed the whole thing, right? Yeah, then it was taken like the first half of the choreo was the same as our first draft of the choreo, so we could keep that. But then the problem was that we need to fill in the second part, and Derek was in a different shirt. So that day, this guy, he really cycled home just to get his shirt.
Oh my god!
Yeah, but he lives like right near. 10 minutes away.
Wow.
So he came back in like half an hour, then we like did the refilming quite quickly.
One other thing is that we had to do it quite quickly because if we didn't do it, like I think like we ended around like 7.
Oh yeah.
Like the final filming day before the tomorrow. And like I think we were still unsatisfied with the video. So that but then like we were kind of like had to be rushed because the security guard was just like, time for you to leave. Yeah, but I think we still managed to get a good fit.
Yeah, okay. I mean, I think you did, but again, I'm not a very good dancer, so I wouldn't be able to tell. But, okay, cool.
Yeah, but I think like throughout the instructional videos, right, like the bigger struggle was like removing the background sound. Because like, we were still in the public, like open space. Then, like, okay, I think it was more obvious in good time. Like, there was a middle part, there was just like a random brawl. But I think it was like a side effect of like removing the background, like, I don't know what was wrong. Yeah, then there are some that are like, they thought that the bird chirping sounds were like the main sound. So it wasn't removed. So like it was quiet, and then it was just like the person speaking plus the bird chirping. Yeah, so like, that was like one of the biggest weaknesses of the instructional videos, I think.
Oh no. Okay, but to be fair, I think bird chirping would, I don't know, liveliness.
Oh.
You can work around it. Okay. So, apart from the videos, I actually just wanted to ask, because if I remember correctly, last year we only learned 2 dances.
Yeah.
So there's an extra one this year. Why?
Oh, okay. So, actually, right, prior to COVID, Aurea was supposed to cover like 4 dances. So it's like, but due to like the pandemic, it was like restricted to like to by the dance comp so that like the OGLs and OGLs could learn it more easily. But then since last year, like when we were planning it, we thought that since like the COVID case is like less restrictive, so we decided to go for like more songs and more dances. And then I think we like thought about going for 4, but then we were like, it's too hard to choreo. So we decided on 3. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Which I don't know if it was the best decision.
Oh yeah, looking at all the OGLings struggling with the land dancer.
I think I heard some like OGLings called like Ori a dance camp. Because like 90% of the time they were in school, they were dancing.
Oh no! Okay, I mean, it's kind of related to like my next question, which is also like, why is dance important for Ori? Like, why do we have to learn dances?
I guess it's a common struggle.
Very true, very true.
I think it's like a really like tradition thing. Yeah, since like every year has its own song, so like your batch have your own songs. Yeah, and I guess like encouraging girl-guy interactions for like those who are not from co-ed schools. Yeah, I guess.
I mean, that was actually one of the questions that my OGLing asked me. She was like, why do we have to do it with a guy? You know, I mean, no offense, because it was a girl asking me. So she was like, why do you have to do it with a guy? The guys are probably thinking it, they just didn't say it. But so yeah, why is it necessary to do like, can you just do single, or like, does it even matter? Like, you choreographed it very specifically for like guy part, girl part, so.
I think it fits like the sun dance to have like girl guy pairs. Because like traditionally the sun dance is also done like girl guy pairs. So I think like over the years they just like follow that dance. So for the other back dancers they also do it in pairs. And also, yeah, I think it's quite effective in encouraging interaction between girls and guys.
Okay.
No, but I think now it's like not so like restricted to that. Like during dance off there were quite a few like same gender pairs. Yeah, so
okay. Cool. So okay, this is kind of related to the video. Let's just go back a little bit again. I want to know about the music video because, can I just say, it was one of the nicest things I've seen in like a really long time. The first time I watched it, I was like, whoa, this is high quality. It's so good. So I want to know about the whole process and like, you know, highs and lows, everything. Okay, maybe we can start with like, let's go a bit chronologically. Who did the planning? Then you know,
storyboard. Okay, I think big shout out to Kuri Tang for helping. He helped a lot because he has like the most experience with like videography, anything to do with the cameras, obviously. Yeah, and like camera angles and stuff. He also contributed a lot of ideas. Yeah, I think there was one night where he like we were just like running out of ideas and we were just trying to fill up the storyboard with like whatever ideas we could come up with, but then like I think Yitang came along and then he improved a lot of the ideas. I think there was one night when he stayed out with like Derek also until like 2, 3.
I don't remember.
Yeah, they were just like coming up with ideas for the storyboard, which was madness.
Whoa.
The dedication though, and he's not even part of dance pop, so really like wow.
That's crazy. 3 a.m. Yeah. Is crazy. So the storyboard was done by the two of them mostly?
I think the whole dance hall.
Yeah. Shiba and Estella also.
Oh, okay. So storyboard wise, how did y'all like draw it up? Was it exactly as you imagined it to be in the end?
Definitely not. So like we started planning like just based on first of all the locations where we want to film. Because like, we want to pick out like the aesthetic spots in school so that the resultant music video looks nice. And then we also wanted the transition between the scenes to flow with the choreo. And then we just like basically like based on that, then we just chose the locations and chose like the transitions appropriately like, to make it to and so that we so that what we visualize will look nice. But like of course during the actual filming there's like certain obstacles that we face, such as last minute changes that we have to deal with. So like of course the actual product isn't exactly what we thought it out to be. But I think that's okay because it's like we learn how to be flexible and adaptable And also, like, for a large portion of storyboarding, actually, it's like we didn't really, like, discuss with our videographers and, like, the people who shoot the music videos and also the people who edit. I think that also had quite an effect on the final result, because during the actual filming, of course, the videographer is there. So, like, and the videographer is, like, mostly Yuhang. And he, like, has certain opinions on, like, camera angles, transitions, formations. And so we were, like, on the spot integrating his vision with our storyboard. And I think, like, in the end, it turned out quite well. Yeah, so I am very grateful to everyone who helped us in one way or another to film the music video.
I think like they were quite sad that we couldn't like film outside. Yeah, and then school is like quite limited, like right, the iconic locations are only those few, so
right. Hey, look, going back a little bit, there seems to be a story when you said small obstacles, like what do you mean by small obstacles here?
Okay, so like during filming, we had initially a plan for like 3 days of filming, and the 3 days were like I think like full day, like from morning to evening, and then like of course that would be quite draining on everyone involved. And I think like one of the obstacles that we faced is that we had to like, because we planned out our filming like schedules, and then our filming schedule had certain deadlines to meet, and sometimes we couldn't meet those deadlines because like we're all like tired, and we are like, we like really don't feel like dancing. But yeah, so like that sometimes resulted in us having to like keep pushing back scenes, and then sometimes that means that we couldn't finish what we wanted to finish on each day. So in that respect, our like teacher in charge is also like, like, cause she's also there to like make sure that we're on task, and when she saw that we kept like delaying and delaying, I think she was quite unhappy about that.
Oh no, quite unhappy being like the nice student for it.
Yes. Because after the 3 days of our initial filming, then we had to re-choreograph Wonderland. And then after
great.
That we had to refilm. And our next like session of filming also took 3 days.
Oh no.
So in total it was a lot of time spent.
Right. But I mean I heard like in between takes, would you guys like chill?
Yeah, definitely chill.
There's a reason why I kept getting pushed back, right?
Yeah.
Chill a bit too much. Okay, I mean, I just want to ask also, apart from like the difficulties of Wonderland and having to refilm everything over again, because it sounds like that's a big part of like why DanceCon was so busy, and like that could be considered your lowest point. But what was your favorite memory from filming the music video, or maybe any of the videos?
Wait, I think this is slightly illegal. Wait, cut. Are we allowed to?
What is it?
We ordered wingstop, but we sat like all together. So, and then the extra two of us. Okay, wait, cut this out. Let me start again. One of my memories during filming was like taking photos with each other, because I think a few of the photo people were there with their cameras. So every time they see us, we're just like bimble together. They got like really, really nice shots. So you have like really nice aesthetic shots that like, capture the good memories. And I think when they said that they'll extend filming by 3 days, I was like secretly super happy. Yeah, I was like, yes, okay. It felt so weird. Like you spend so much time with like this group of people, and like everyone's like chill and everyone's like having fun. It's like everyone kind of got closer together, but they're not close to the point where you guys will text every single day and like
maintain a friendship all the way. But like, you kind of miss the group of people and you want to hang out with them more. So when they announce more film movies, I was like, yes, more chance to like bond and spend time together and eat food together in a socially distanced
way. Yeah, there was no crowding.
No crowding. Yeah. And it was at an appropriate time, so we left the school at an appropriate time. So.
Yes.
Okay. Higher values.
Any other fondest memories?
Oh, I think one of the funny memories was like, because we were filming at like the watermelon steps, and it was like midday, it was really hot. And like a bunch of us just took out umbrellas. So then in between takes, right? Then we just ran out to like get a take. Then after the take, we immediately ran back into the shade, into whatever shade we could find, because it was so hot. And I remember just having so much fun, although I was really tired. Yeah.
Yeah, I think one of the most memorable takes, right, for the ever.
Is the whole scene still in? Whole scene?
No, you know the one where the last V from Wonderland, then we got like two or three people to like push open the MPH doors.
No, it was
so like, okay, that was cut. Okay, but basically, right, we wanted to do like the V from Wonderland, right? Then we had like people opening the doors. Right, and then I'm like, two dancers will go out and like will be outside to dance. So it was like a very grand opening, right, to see the light. But then like the people running couldn't be seen in the dance shot, so they had to like run opposite directions. It was like funny. Then we had to retake so many times because like they couldn't run fast enough. Then it was seen in the shot. Yeah, but in the end it wasn't included. So.
I really like the. So basically like that was like near the end of the music video. And then we have like this like incredible drone shot of the field and us dancing. And it was like near the evening, so it was like vibes. And I think like the drone shots are like very aesthetic, especially with like the sun setting.
Yes, it was so frizzy. Oh my gosh. I actually want to ask about that. How did you get the drone? Does council just have a drone lying around?
No, the drone is privately owned.
Shout out to the person. Drone owner.
Drone owner. Shout out to drone owner, the drone.
Okay. Oh, actually, I also wanted to ask about the cut scenes, because I'm assuming that's not the only one that was cut. A couple of things. Yeah. So what else was cut from the video?
The girls were meant to wear skirts, but the teachers said that the skirts were too short. So that's why we all wear fangs in Wonderland.
Yeah, all the skirt scenes were cut out, oh my god.
I'm so confused by shorts. What do you mean by short skirts? Aren't shorts shorter than skirts?
No,
the skirts are supposed to be like the acceptable like knee length. But then some of them were like
half.
Yeah. Yes. And even if they were like knee length, when you move, the skirts will ride up or like flap up. Yeah.
Right.
Then the scene was in the MPH also, so like the camera was like
tilted down.
Okay, I guess I can see why you want to cut that. Okay, what were the other cutscenes?
There was one where we filmed in the garden, and it was like Shiva and Stella, and then they were like doing like quite, I think the moves are quite cool. It was like the whole choreography for Wonderland. And then there was like quite a very cool transition into the stadium. And I think we can't agree with me on this point. But that was unfortunately cut out.
Oh, why was it cut?
Oh, because it was part of the whole choreo.
Right! Oh, you didn't pre-film the new choreo with the steps?
I think like the transition fit in with the old choreo. So like when you change the choreo, then the transition doesn't really work that well.
Okay.
Yeah, so.
That is unfortunate. But any other cutscenes or like?
There was one as a group on call. Where we like.
Oh, the diagonal.
Yeah, like six of us.
Six.
Yeah, six of us were in a line. And then we were like doing this cannon, and then the camera was moving quite nicely through the line. And then it was like. Oh, it was glorious. But unfortunately, it was removed.
Oh no, is it because of the old choreo again?
Yeah.
Ayo. Okay, it's that. About the music video too, I think I just wanted to ask, like, you know, when you were dancing, it's like mass dance. Did you have to keep with SMS? Was it all one meter apart?
Yeah.
Was it as stringent as like the SEA ambassador going and being like, maybe a bit further?
Okay.
I think like the distance between the dancers also was super obvious in the car park scene. Because they were like fewer pairs, and it was like, wow, they're actually really far away. But it was really cool in the end. Anyway, so yay. Okay. I just want to ask a bit about more OGR related stuff, because you know I personally do want to know. We had to submit dancers, like every single one of them. Sundance, Good Time, Dream, The Sun, Wonderland, all of them. Did you actually watch every single one of these videos that we submitted? Every single one?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Yeah. I think so.
Yeah. Dance right. Like speed up the work. So like each OGR had to like submit to a specific person in the dance team. Yeah. I think everyone in the dance team watched all of them. Yeah.
Oh my god.
Whether or not we left comments is a different method, but we
watched. Actually, yeah, did you? Do you want anyone?
I think I did for like Good Times and a bit of Chasing the Sunlight. It was like paragraph, paragraph, paragraph. But if you send me like slightly later, I'll probably be like pass, no pass. Or like if it was pass, sometimes I won't reply, but I'll just take your name. But if it was a fail and not really bad, I'll just like please retake. And I'll like please retake. So for those who sent it earlier, you got like one whole paragraph of like corrections with like the timestamps and everything.
Wow.
But you sent it later, too bad.
Whoa, yeah. That's so hardcore. I don't recall getting any.
That means you'll probably pass. I just wanted to say, it's fine.
Okay, but what actually constitutes a pass or a no pass?
I think our standards dropped as we started reviewing the video.
At first, it's like, I remember I corrected the angle of a hand at one point.
And then when you start getting closer, you're gone. Then like you just like you're no longer within the group, you know?
Yeah.
They just get
closer
among themselves.
And then they take TikTok, they take photos, and you're looking at all them, send it to the group. They're editing me inside.
Oh no. And I want to ask about that too, actually. Like, when you went, did you go off to do a dance of stuff? Like, did you have specific duties assigned? Or like, how did it work?
Like each house was assigned to like two or three dance team members lah. Then they'll just judge the dance off.
Oh.
Yeah, then after that, for the inter-house dance off, it was just all of us together. Because there was not much judging, right? Because it was based on voting. So we're just there enjoying. Yeah.
No, because I think I was, yeah, I was. I accompanied my little Ojilings
dance. Oh, right, right.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
I went down to send them off and like pass them a few snacks. Okay, because I didn't do anything for them. No? But yeah, so I mean, I remember sort of that you were saying, oh, I can teach you the dances and the ceremony.
Yeah,
was that like the preparation time before? Was that meant for that? Like, did you actually have to teach anybody how to do the dances?
I think the previous days, like the dance time, we covered to like, I think half of Wonderland. Yeah, so we had to take the time to teach them the rest of Wonderland, plus we tried everything.
It's a pretty tall order.
Plus, according to feedback, Wonderland is the hardest, right?
Yeah.
So, like, I mean, learn on the spot.
Yes.
You guys know.
The Ojilings are not very happy about that. They were watching the videos and they were like, well, it's going to be fun. Which is the most important one? Wonderland, oh, okay, cool. But okay, I think it looks really good anyway. Even if it's difficult. No, no pain, no gain.
Yeah, but I think the day before, like, the intra house, right? Like, I saw like a few Ojilings, they stayed there until like 9 p.m.
Mm.
They were like learning the dance, like Wonderland was just blasting through our school. So it was dedication.
Yeah, did it actually pay off in the end? Were the dancers good at the dance?
I didn't recognize. Like, I don't know who were they, you know, I just saw them.
In general though, did you expect them to be like how they were like?
I think some really like outperformed. So it's like they really wouldn't expect them to know, remember the steps or like execute it properly, but they actually did really well.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Some of them like added their own flair. Like before the start of like group time, right? There's like some like music, right? They added their own moves. It was like, wow.
Oh. You don't even need us anymore. You can carry your moves.
Yeah, another one did the floss. Like doo doo doo.
Oh yeah. Yeah, yeah.
That was so cute.
Did it actually, did they make it to the intro house dance off? What do you feel?
Yeah, they did, they did.
Oh. That's nice. Should watch closely. That's cutting out. That's fine. Okay. Actually, yeah, I want to ask about the actual inter-house one as well. Because that one had a music video, sort of. It seemed to me like a music video. So, how did the filming go? I think the effects were super cool.
Like the lights?
Yeah, the lights.
Oh, okay.
So cool.
Shout out to ABU. A lot of outsourcing here. Yeah, but I think the lights, it was all done by ABU lah, yeah, but I think we like helped with the designing of colours and stuff. Yeah, but they're really very professional and they can like, well, the way they work the machine, they're like pressing buttons left and right and I'm like, what are you doing?
So was it like a one take thing with ABU, like, or several takes?
The inter-house dance off was a one take, because it's like a competition, right?
Right.
Yeah, so it's like, if you have two takes, then it's not very fair.
Mm.
Yeah. But I think we had like, multiple like, drops of the lights, because like, the first one was too distracting.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, then after that we were like, but if it's like, one light throughout the whole thing, then it's too boring.
Mm.
Yeah, so we had to find the balance.
Oh, so when did you find this balance? Was it during dance-off, or like, in so-called rehearsals, if we had any?
We had a tech run. Yeah, before already, like, 2 weeks
before, I think,
right? Around there, yeah, 2 weeks before, 1 week before, somewhere around there.
Okay, okay. This might be a bit of a sad note, you can cut this for me, but I want to know what your lowest moment of being a dance comp or dance team was. I mean, I know probably it's going to be something to do with Wonderland. But like, do you have a lowest moment?
Dance prep in the morning. class. So I think by the time Filmy rolled around, I was like really dead. Like my friends saw me walking around school, then they thought like I was a zombie. Yeah, and like it was kind of sad for me because I knew like the time I spent with dance team is like very limited. Like in a sense that once Ori is over, you don't really get this chance again. So it's like part of me wants to like be fully present, but then like the other part of me is just like, so tired. Yeah. So it's like a bit sad lah. Then once I left, like I had to leave early, then they took some pictures of me. Yeah. I thought I was a bit like regretful. Cause like I wish I could like be more present with them. Yeah.
Do you know what's moment?
It's life is a low moment for you, but socks also.
Oh, yeah.
And like house socks in general, like we only gave house colored socks in the end. And like house socks were more expensive. So.
Oh, I see.
But I think like giving house socks would have more RRB. And I think it's like quite soft.
Reactions when they saw you on screen, like
I
then they saw you and then they thought it was me.
Yeah, they saw, they're like, oh my god, is that you? I was like, no, that's Sienna. Oh, I look similar. I was like, I know.
Yeah. Wait, weren't you in the same video though? The instructional video?
No, the instructional. I think they showed the MV on the first day.
Oh, no, no, it's during the video.
Listening to all your stories and all the tea. yeah, thank you for coming, and I hope that it was a fun trip down memory lane for y'all. And okay, yay! For the rest of you who are watching this, you should catch our next press podcast, which is with the OGLs, your actual OGLs from different five houses. So they'll be spilling the tea as well on what RE22 is like for them. So see you next time.